It's a decision many parents agonise over. Should I send my four-year-old to school next year or delay it? University of New South Wales study released this morning suggests one in four families in New South Wales are choosing to delay their child's schooling by a year. Some do it for economic reasons, but for many, it's leading to better results, as Isabel Rowe reports.
The decision to keep his son back a year wasn't an easy one for Brisbane father Gary.
I really didn't have much interest in writing and drawing and reading picture books. I guess there was this pressure within our social clique that, you know, all other kids that are around at the same age were starting school the same time.
Mother of two, Anna, made the same decision for her son.
I don't believe that any four-year-old should be at school 5 days a week for 6 hours a day. I don't think that it's fair on them.
A University of New South Wales-led study compiles data from more than 100,000 New South Wales families. It shows one in four families are choosing to delay their child's first day at school until the year they turn 6 years old. The university's Dr. Kathleen Folster led the study.
We found that boys, younger children and children from relatively advantaged families and neighbourhoods, particularly in Sydney, they were more likely to delay school entry. And kids with higher developmental needs or health needs, such as communication or hearing impairments, they were more likely to delay.
The research found that children who'd waited the extra year to start school were more developed, had better communication and better general knowledge. Australian National University Associate Professor Ben Edwards co-authored the study. He found parents' reasons for starting school later weren't always based on their child's education needs.
When parents are given a choice, that choice is very much driven by parents' capacity to pay for the extra time. So we see that more advantaged parents tend to delay their kids at much higher rates, and parents who are in Sydney and versus those who are in the regions tend to delay their kids.
In New South Wales, children who were born between January and July can delay their starting year, but children born between August and December aren't allowed. Associate Professor Edwards wants the study to spark policy change, but says it's still not clear what change is best.
One policy option is to raise the enrolment age to remove the most developmentally vulnerable children from the schooling environment, which would also narrow the gap between the youngest and oldest children in the classroom. However, if we raise the school starting age, that may place additional pressure on families to provide preschool care or restrict workforce participation. And a later start in school may actually have longer run effects on the age at when adults enter the workforce. So we think there's some more modelling that's needed to provide detailed solutions to this complex issue.
ANU Associate Professor Ben Edwards ending that report by Isabel Rowe.